Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jody Peterman. We know that no one understands what you need better than you do. We take care to guide you through the legal process, ensuring that you're able to make the decisions that are best for you. If you have a personal injury, criminal, or family law issue, please take a look at our website to learn more about our practice. We offer a free initial consultation for personal injury cases. Give us a call at 229-375-5680. We have a reputation for being accessible and treating our clients well. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hello, I'm Guy Terry of Terry and Peterman. At Terry and Peterman, we are committed to representing the hardworking residents of South Georgia in personal injury, criminal, and family law matters. For years, we have worked with college students in this area to ensure legal issues do not disrupt their academic careers. We also represent military families struggling with divorce and family law issues. We rely upon over 30 years of combined experience to provide aggressive representation for our clients.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Welcome to another edition of Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. Before we get into things tonight, there's a couple of announcements slash observations I wanted to make note of. First, I noticed today that we got through all of Black History Month without a single black wrestling guest, unless you count Murder One's call in on that one show.
Yes,
about
we count Murder One's run in, yes.
Okay. So normally we have lots of black guests on this show, but somehow we got through Black History Month without a single black guest. So I don't know if I should apologize for that or. Secondly, Tim Letter E Period D, former Anarchy Wrestling announcer and former Georgia Wrestling Now guest, also does a podcast, and it will be airing tonight at 7:45 while we're still going. I mean, I guess it's an hour-long show, maybe longer. So you can switch over if you want after we're done at harmonybooking.com is where you can find it. Just wanted to point that out. And
what's the show about?
It's about wrestling. I don't know what tonight's particular subject is.
Gotcha.
I've only seen him post about it one other time, so I don't know if it's kind of a I don't know if it's on any sort of set schedule or if it's just sort of a random when I feel like doing it thing or how he does it. But, you know, we'll find out later. And it looks like things might get interesting with these Center Stage Pro Wrestling Association guys.
Oh, it's going to get interesting. If one of them call in, it's going to get very interesting. If two of them call in, it's going to get super, super interesting. And it's going to be very, very uncomfortable for these two guys.
Well, that's our first guests are Matt Collins, who I believe is the booker of this new promotion, and Michael Stoneback, who is the promoter. I might have that mixed up. But anyway, it's a new show running in Columbus this Friday. They told me they have prior experience working together for a different promotion, but I don't know which one that was, so we can ask them about that. Also, we did have Jake the Snake Roberts scheduled for later tonight, but as we all know, he just had surgery last week, and he is not feeling well and is having trouble talking. I don't know if he's losing his voice or what the deal is, but he's going to reschedule probably for March 17th, because next week I got confirmation today that we're going to have Scott Hall and Larry Zbyszko call in separately, because they're both appearing
wow.
at Atlanta, which is a G.I. Joe convention. I don't think either of them, although there have been plenty of wrestlers involved in G.I. Joe in different ways, I don't think either of them were ever involved with that, but nonetheless, they'll be doing a panel where they're going to watch matches that they had against each other and kind of do, I think, sort of a $5 wrestling sort of commentary over it.
Interesting.
So that, but we do still have Bulldog James Dillon, who is Jake's traveling partner and trainee, and a DDP yoga success story, who will be with Jake this weekend at Pro Wrestling Alabama and various other dates coming up. But looks like we've got the Center Stage Pro Wrestling Association guys in queue. If you guys are ready, we can go ahead and bring them on.
Yeah, but before we bring them on, I just want to say rest in peace to Billy Robinson. That passed on social media about maybe 2 hours ago. And if you don't know anything about Billy Robinson or European shoot-style wrestling, then you're a fucking idiot and you need to get on YouTube right now.
I just listened to the William Regal
interview. He trained
interview.
Little Guido. If you know who Little Guido is, that's who trained fucking Little Guido.
All right. Well, that is quite a loss, and always sad to hear. We didn't acknowledge Big Daddy V's passing either. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't remember.
We forgot about that, didn't we?
Well, I can't remember now. Was that announced?
No,
prior
I think you did say that. Yeah, I think you did say something about that last week.
Okay, then maybe we
did.
Either way, I
don't remember. I'd have to go back and listen.
Either way, sad news. Either way, but without further ado, let's go ahead and bring on Matt Collins and Michael Stoneback. How are you guys tonight?
Doing all right. About yourself?
Doing okay.
Hey, let's get voices together first. Michael Collins,
yeah.
Say hello.
I think you mean Matthew Collins, but yeah.
Matt, or Matthew Collins, sorry. I got Michael wrote down. Okay, Matthew Collins. Okay, so I got your voice. And who's the other guy?
Michael Stoneback.
Okay. So who's the booker and who's the promoter?
I'd be the booker.
Okay, that's Matthew Collins is the booker. And Michael, you're the promoter?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's start with Matthew. Matthew, what other shows have you booked? I apologize on behalf of myself, John Williams, and Johnny Danger. We don't know a lot about you. There's not a lot about you guys on there. So could you fill us in, you know, especially you, Matthew, you know, you're booking the show. Where have you worked? Who have you worked with? What shows have you done? How long have you been in the business? You know, the main outlines here for this coloring book that we're trying to do here.
Well, I'll try not to go outside the lines for you. This will actually be the first time I've booked a show.
Okay.
I've been working since April of last year. CSPWA was actually the first show that actually debuted C. Dawg Collins.
Okay,
and
hold on one
been,
second. You have been working, like you've been actively wrestling for 1 year?
Yeah.
And now you're booking a show?
Only because the people that I book, I've worked with them in different companies, and I've asked them if they would come back and work CSPWA.
Do you wrestle
okay.
under a different name, or do you just wrestle as
yes,
Matthew Collins?
No, I wrestle under C. Dawg Collins.
Okay.
Okay. C. Dawg Collins. Okay, I've seen you in some posters. Okay, that helps me out a little bit. Hey, Johnny Danger, how long you worked?
Going on 3 years.
Are you booking any shows, Johnny Danger?
I am not.
Okay. Just wondering. I'm just getting an idea here. Okay, and Michael, a quick question for you. You're a promoter. How long you been in the business? How long you promoted? All that good stuff.
Been wrestling since 2008. Recently
okay.
got the promoter's license.
Okay.
Early this year because of our it was this year.
Okay.
And do
so,
you wrestle
so
under a different
guys,
name?
Yeah, thanks, Jonathan. I was about to get to that. Thank you.
Sorry.
What was the question?
What do you wrestle? Do you wrestle as Michael Stoneback, or do you have a gimmick name?
I wrestle as Damien Havoc.
Damien Havoc, okay. So why did you guys decide to kind of, like, start your own thing? Like what's going on in Columbus? Why did you guys do this? And let's go from there.
I'll let Mike answer that one.
Well, originally it was just I got tired of, you know, I guess getting beat up all the time. Crap wrestling.
So you got tired of being a jobber, so you want to start your own show and be the king of your own promotion?
Well, I'm not going to be king. I'm not even nowhere near the title. I mean, I'm at the bottom.
Okay. So is this a business thing? Like, was this a thing like, man, I want to start a promotion. I want to, like, really, like, do something here. I want to be an entrepreneur. I want to, like, I want to help grow professional wrestling. Or is it, I was tired of being a shit bag on shit shows, and I want to start my own show?
Honestly, it was, I want to start a promotion where wrestlers have a place to go and they can speak their mind and give their input on their storylines and where they want to go. Because you can't. One man can't.
Don't call them storylines. Don't ever call them storylines. They're angles. Storylines are for what the fucking the marks call that shit because they don't know what they're talking about. On this show, they're angles.
Well, the angles. I mean, you just can't come up with everything by yourself. So I just wanted to create a company where they feel free. They're not going to get bashed every time they open their mouth.
Okay, what do their ideas suck?
I mean, I'll tell them. Well, maybe we can work that in, and if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. I'll tell them.
So, Matthew Collins, this is your first show booking. Who have you worked with that are bookers that you kind of learned from, and what is your booking philosophy? You know, give us a little background on your booking.
Booking wise, I've pretty much just kind of stood back and listened and asked questions of other workers that I've been around. Anytime I have a question, they've always been willing to answer. I've met a couple of different guys. I met some guys in North Carolina. I've met Chip Day and some other guys from PW and some other places. And, I mean,
Okay. Because
I go in there just, you know, wanting to know different things, not only about the business, but also because this is my first booking show, I don't want to upset anyone. And that's the big premise of what I've learned being in this business, that you can basically piss off anybody within seconds without even knowing that you did it.
No, that's true. And you know, it's credible that you want to be nice, but, I mean, you're the booker.
Yeah.
The booker isn't the nice guy role. I mean, Johnny Danger will tell you, Steve Platinum's not a nice guy when it comes to booking a show.
Not at all.
Todd Sexton, Bill Barrett are not nice when it comes to booking.
And, I mean, that's true.
Number one is not nice when it comes to booking. Mike and Taylor is not nice when it comes to booking. That's the art of booking is getting the combustible elements together, but also getting your way with those combustible elements.
Right.
I'll be honest with you, man. One year in the business, man, that's not a lot of experience to be booking a show. On my opinion, just my opinion. You can prove me wrong.
And,
I hope you do prove me wrong, but.
And I respect that entirely, trust me. And when people hear that this is my first show booking, that's one of the reasons why they're so adamant on me asking questions and wanting to know everything I can. And they actually appreciate that more. And, I mean, I understand being a booker isn't a nice job, but considering that I am new to it, maybe eventually I'll kind of have that vicious attitude. But for right now,
right. Considering
how long I've been in, I'm really not trying to be that type of guy just yet.
So looking back, at, you know, I'm sure you're a huge wrestling fan. I'm hoping you've watched wrestling for more than 10 years. And I'm also going to hope that you know a little bit about, like, you know, who certain bookers are and how they book territories and how they book promotions. So who are some of your favorite bookers and who do you really study a lot when you're watching tapes and get some ideas?
To be quite honest, the booking side of it is actually new to me, to be quite honest, because when I initially, as a kid first started watching wrestling and then coming into the business because of Michael and everything, I did not know that side. I mean, I knew different things here and there, but he actually kind of he initially helped me out and kind of taught me some things. And then when I started traveling and everything, that's when I started learning more. So right now, as far as, like, booking, I definitely have to say guys like Drew Golden, some of the guys, Randy Harris and all these other guys that I've met so far, they've been mostly the ones I've actually been looking at and kind of talking to as far as like booking and also working. So I mean, it's where I still have a ways to go. I can't honestly say I'm gonna book another show or anything just yet, but this will definitely be something to kind of learn, a learning experience for me.
I'm a little confused. You mentioned that you said Center Stage had done shows previously. Did you say
yeah.
that earlier? Because I thought
yeah.
this was the first show. So tell us about where were the other shows and when did those take place?
I don't remember the first date, Mike. I think the first one was in April, right? At Front. Both of them were at Front Porch of the South.
April 6th, May 11th.
Right.
Is that in Columbus also?
Right, at Front Porch of the South. Those were Center Stage, but it was under a different promoter. And that's as far as we can go on that.
Yeah.
Okay. When we had our last show, we had a great turnout, and unfortunately we had to take a break and kind of reassess some things. And Mike actually took a break for a while, and he was when he had came. Well, actually, I kept contact with Mike and just trying to see where his head at was with everything, because a lot of things happened within the last two shows that really just originally kind of had him feeling like he wanted to keep going, but afterwards, after everything that happened, he was kind of seeing it a different way, and I was trying to keep him on a positive note of saying, you know, just don't quit. And there were times that he was actually telling me the same thing, because there was a time that I actually got hurt, and I really wasn't sure if I could keep going, because I actually did come into this kind of late age-wise, because most guys are coming in like 18, 19 years old. Here I am coming in 32, 33. So it's definitely different.
So on your guys' website, you guys have a landing page that I guess is for people to sign up to become wrestlers. Who will be doing the training at your guys' wrestling school or whatever you guys have set up there?
Right now we're in between trainers. Our last trainer, I guess you could say resigned.
Who was it?
I don't know if you know him, Brian Porter.
Yeah, I know who Brian Porter is. He doesn't need to train anybody.
Well, I guess you could say he resigned.
Yeah, thank God he resigned, because seriously, there's guys out there that should be training people, and I wouldn't say Brian Porter is one of those guys. No offense to him. It's just trainers need years of experience and years of working various styles, and I don't know how many various styles he's ever worked. Michael, who trained you?
Patrick Edwards, Widowmaker.
Okay, I know him.
You do know him?
Yeah, I know him.
Does anyone else currently run regular shows in Columbus?
There's like three of them, is there?
I think GCW sometimes.
That's over in Phoenix City.
Yeah, that's Phoenix City.
And Pro Wrestling Syndicate or something like that? Is that still around? I know they were running last year.
I'm not really sure. I haven't really heard anything from them again. I don't know when they're going to pick back up.
So looking at your guys' poster, you guys got a few names on there. Ambro Nail, AJ Still, Fred Yehi. Are you guys looking at bringing in more talent, or is it just going to be like more local Columbus guys? Like what's your guys' main idea here?
Mostly try to build up the local guys, and bring in big names is when we see fit. But mostly try to build up the local guys, because they're here and they're here. They shouldn't have to go 2 hours away when there's a show right down the road if they're good good workers.
Okay, so who's some of the best workers in the Columbus area that you guys are going to be using that a lot of people don't know who they are?
They don't know who they are?
Yeah, I mean, there aren't, like, you know, there aren't the biggest names.
The biggest name? Trevor Aon? He'll be...
Okay.
He's from the,
no, I mean, that's kind of like the vein I was talking about, because Jonathan and I were talking off air, and I think Johnny Danger chimed in a little bit that he's a decent little talent a lot of guys don't know about, so I think that's a good one. Anybody else on the show?
We have a few upcoming. I don't know if you want to mention them at all.
Mention them.
Sean
Tell
Evans.
Me your goddamn show, for Christ's sake. I'm thinking about buying a fucking ticket. Tell me your fucking show. You're wasting my time here. You're the promoter. Promote your show. Get your people over. Come on.
Sean Evans, Iceman, C-Dawg Collins. There's a tag match. Raphael King. He's a well-known rookie up more towards the Atlanta area. Scandalous, BJ Silva. What's the other guy?
Are these all matches that are this Friday, or are you talking about stuff further in the future?
No, this is all this Friday.
This is this Friday.
Okay.
This Friday.
There's a mystery partner, which will be BJ Silva's partner.
No! Oh, God.
No, we're not going to sit here and tell you who the mystery partner is. That just ruined everything. I mean, come on. Then people wouldn't want to come to the show to see who the mystery partner is.
Well, I mean, first of all, you should never book a mystery partner on your first show anyway. That's booking 101 mistake right there. Second off, you don't want to put over who the mystery partner is in a fucking podcast that your fans could hear either.
No.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
A couple things happened. I had to
oh,
do it.
Oh, what a train wreck. Oh, Jonathan, this is a train wreck.
Well, I think what Josh is trying to say is that isn't a mystery partner something you would want to build up to?
Yes.
You know, maybe start something at the first show and then the next show have him bring in a mystery partner to even the odds or something.
Yes.
I mean, what happened is...
Jonathan Williams is teaching you booking 101. For Christ's sake, Jonathan Williams is teaching you booking. Is Johnny Danger still on? Johnny, make me laugh. I'm getting moody.
Okay, let me ask a tough question here because nobody's done that yet. So it sounds like we've had a promoter, a booker, and a trainer depart under less than ideal circumstances we don't want to talk about. The past doesn't seem too bright for you guys. You don't know where things are going in the future. Why are you running a show, and where are you going from here? What is your goal?
Goal is just to be a pro wrestling company. I mean...
Georgia does not need another pro wrestling company. We got shit shows all over the place in this state. The boys aren't getting paid. What is going to make your show not a shit show? Why are you running a show, not just to have a show? Why are you doing it?
To give the wrestlers a place to feel like they're at home. I mean, they need a place to go.
Look, guys, I'm going to say this as nicely as I possibly can. A wrestler will very seldom have any loyalty to any wrestling show ever. It's about the money. It's a job. For most of the guys that put on tights, they call themselves professional wrestlers, it's a job. They're going to their job, they're clocking in, they're getting paid, then they're going home. Now, you're going to show some loyalty to the guy who trained you. You might show some loyalty to some of your buddies who you've been in the business with and you rode the roads with. But by and large, when there's 40-plus fucking shows in the state of Georgia and Alabama combined, do we really need another one that's as clueless as it fucking gets? Come on, man. No offense to you guys, but C-Dawg, you got 1 year experience in the business, and you're booking a show.
Hey, we do have a caller. I'm going to see who this is. Hello, you're in Georgia Wrestling Now. Who is this?
This is Buford.
This is
who? I'm calling because I hear all this stuff that's going on about this show and about money. Hey, I think you guys are making a very, very good point. It's all about money. What are you going to pay these guys? What are you going to pay these guys? I see you bringing in a guy also by the name of Freddie Yeah. And I'm going to let you know something. Fred Ye are a phenomenal talent, as well as Trevor Ayo, as well as, well, I don't know who else you guys got in your car. But let me tell you something. It's all about the money. What are you going to pay these guys?
I think that's pretty much what Josh just asked.
Yeah. When we initially contacted everyone, we basically asked them up front, what do they work, you know, what do they work for? They told us, and we basically told them flat out, that is what we're paying you. Because that's, as you said, that's been the problem with some shows in the state of Georgia, where they're not paying guys what they earn. I mean, basically, with some of the people that we have on our card, they're great talent, and they should be paid what they ask for.
Now, is that money already set aside, or if the gates light of the boys going home with hot dogs?
No, I mean,
as a former promoter, I'm going to say right now, look at this poster. You got two guys that better have a guaranteed payday, and everybody else better be working with the gate because you guys don't really deserve to get much more than $5. Just looking at the poster, you have to think of if you're selling tickets at $8, how many people are you bringing to the show at $8 a pop? If you think that you're going to bring 8 fans, that's going to pay $8. That's $64. So there you go. You should get something out of that. I agree. But I mean, look at this poster. I don't know. I study the business. I don't know 85% of your guys' poster, man. I'm sorry. That's not a good thing. Like I said, I've seen C-Dog on posters before, never seen you work. I apologize for not being up on you. I've seen Iceman work. I've seen Fred Yehi work. I've seen Dav Savage work. I've seen AJ Steele work, and I've seen Amber O'Neill and Devin work. That's it.
Well, some of the guys that some of the ones that you don't know, like Scandalous and BJ, it's where, from what I've noticed, it's where that they haven't really been featured, you know, like some of these places that I've seen, it's where you don't have anyone that's, you know, recording their shows and basically being like, hey,
then invest in a cell phone or invest in a camera and get your own stuff. And anyone that knows Georgia wrestling product has they know Jonathan Williams by now. They know me, or they've heard of me. They've heard of Johnny Danger. They've heard of Mark Grayson at Georgia Wrestling Fans. They've heard of Larry Goodman. Send this link to your crap. Put yourself over. Like, this is what I'm trying to get in your guys' brain. Sell the people before your show. I mean, your guys' show is Friday. And, I mean, dude, come on, man. We are on this podcast every Monday at 7 o'clock. Every Monday we go live. Georgia Wrestling Now. Rich Tate runs GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com and the blog spot that goes along with it. Georgia Wrestling Fans, all this stuff. You can't just sell your product with a fucking poster, man. I'm getting, like, really agitated because it's almost like you guys want to do a show, but you don't know how to sell your show.
Yeah, very right to be
the key
irritating
word is promoting.
Everything.
You're a wrestling promotion. Start learning how to promote.
And I understand and I respect your opinion. And I mean, you can't, and like you said, you just can't have a flyer and basically be like, you know,
no,
hey,
you
this
can't.
Is our show. And that's why majority of the time I'm walking around or driving around different places in Columbus, talking to people, showing them the flyer, and also, you know, telling them about the show and everything like that. And Michael's doing the same thing.
It's where
we've learned from other shows, you know, the do's and don'ts as far as, like you said, as promoting your show.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. C-Dog, you guys have both worked. I'll start with C-Dog, and then I want Michael to answer this. Where all have you – name the promotions you have worked.
Here recently, this past year, I've actually started working at a few other promotions. This past weekend, I did a show in LaGrange, and I can't remember the set's name.
I think it was just LaGrange Championship Wrestling. I saw a little bit of stuff on Facebook about that one.
With Chick Donovan and all them over there.
Yeah.
And then I did a show in Barnesville with LSWA with Southside Trash, Matt Von Reaper, Terry Lawler.
Who did you work?
I worked Wild Bill.
Okay. Who is Wild Bill and how long has he been in the business?
I actually don't know. That was actually the first time I had met Wild Bill. And that was actually the first time I had worked him. You know, as you said, I haven't really been in the business long, and this year alone has kind of, like, picked up for me as far as, like, other promotions that I started working, because for the longest time, most of last year, I was either working in Columbus or I was working in Whitesburg, and I actually
Well, let me ask you this. Okay, you've been working for a year. How many matches have you had?
I want to say about 10 or 15.
10 or 15 matches. How many have you filmed of your own match?
All of them. Almost all of them.
Okay, do you put them on YouTube?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and where do you send them after you put them on YouTube? You just post them on your Facebook page?
Yes, sir. Whenever I have them finished, I post them on my Facebook page. I actually made a page to where I could actually put all of them on there, and I share the link. It wasn't until, I want to say, 6 months ago that I actually was invited to some of these other wrestling groups that I honestly did not have no clue about. I was looking for other wrestling groups to where I could promote myself and everything, but could never find them. And all of a sudden, it's where I started getting invites to some of these different promoting groups and everything like that. And that's actually when I started promoting myself and some of the places I was at.
And what about you, Michael? Where all of you worked?
GWC, so I joined the Army, and then HTCW in Center State.
Okay, and you've been in the business for almost 6 years now?
Yeah.
Why haven't you got yourself out more?
Huh?
Why haven't you done more in the business than just those few promotions in 6 years?
I mean, C-Dog
has a very valid excuse. I mean, he's a year in the business. He's still new. He's still learning. I'm more mad that he's the booker than anything. And I shouldn't even be mad about that because it really doesn't concern me. But it does concern me because I want Georgia Wrestling to be as the best it can be. And I'm sorry, 1 year in the business is not long enough to be booking. As for you, Michael, Damian Havoc, you've been in the business for 6 years off and on. You said you won the Army. You know, why have you not got yourself out more? I mean, do you want to be a pro wrestler or do you want to just be a weekend warrior?
Honestly, just mainly the promoter.
So you're now 100% set to being a promoter.
I film my matches and everything and put them on, you know, YouTube, but mostly I'm more trying to get the business out there. I'm not in to promote Damian Havoc.
Okay. So what's your 5-year plan? As a promoter, since it's your business, what's your 5-year plan?
The venue is an hour, so I was working towards at least within the 5 years to get our own place, building, combined with my own income. Work towards getting the other titles and keeping wrestling in Columbus, more promotion like commercials and billboards.
Okay. Are you selling sponsorships right now to the shows?
We tried. We just couldn't get any bikes. It's like they're nervous because, I mean, we're still starting up, so it's just
okay. Go ahead.
The place, the venue is the Bunkhouse, I think it's called?
The Plug House.
Yeah. Plug House. What, is that a bar? What is that?
It's a rock concert venue.
Okay, so they serve alcohol and food and stuff?
They serve food.
So why did you guys decide on $8 tickets?
I just asked around what would be a good starting point. But the guy that did our poster, Harold J. Taylor, he does a lot of posters for PWA. He said $8 would be a good starting point.
What is all that clicking noise? Oh, our caller. Are you still there, caller?
Yeah, I'm still here.
I'm still here, too.
No, we had the guy that called in. It looks like he's still on.
He must have called off. Yeah, he must have cut off. Oh, goodness. Okay, so what would you say is your three-year plan in the business, I mean, in the business model?
The three-year, pretty much the same thing. Well, I do plan on getting a better ring, too. I want an 18 by 18 build up to that. Just really more promotion and a better ring and more supplies for the technician parts. And hopefully the building quicker, as quick as possible. Like I said, I'm using my own income, too.
Do you have a date for another show? I know you kind of said you're hoping to do another show.
March 28th. I think we will, as we did basically just posters for the other two shows, I mean, we got over 100 people.
For the two previous shows?
Yes. It was almost 200 on the second show.
And are you doing pre-sales at all?
I couldn't get the funds. My funds was not letting it happen.
Okay. Do you have any way of tracking, you know, how many you anticipate being at this show on Friday?
Tracking how many are gonna show or do show?
No. And do you have any way of
do
predicting
you have
how
a
many people will be attending? Well, not even that. Is there a Facebook invitation or anything that might give you some indication of how many people are going to be there?
Yes. But it didn't give me an accurate number the last two shows at all. I mean, the last two shows only showed maybe 40 people were coming to the actual event, and the first show, like 140 people showed. So it never gave me an accurate number.
You're talking about a Facebook invitation?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I know that's not the most accurate way, but, I mean, if you're not doing pre-sales, I thought that might be – something. Are you sharing that or inviting people on Facebook?
I made a ticket reserve thing for when I do get the pre-sales up. I even have a way where they can, you know, pay for tickets online. I just got to pay for it when I get the money.
All right. Well,
what did you say?
Which part?
The last part. Repeat that entire last phrase.
As soon as I get the money, money up, I'm going to have it where they can pay for tickets online. Because it's like,
okay.
I just found a Facebook page, CSPWA Ticket Champion, that you can like.
Yes.
Is that's what you're referring to as something you're working on setting up?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right, well, we got to get ready for our next guest, so try to, you know, give people a reason to come check out the show.
Yes, sir.
Tell people where they can find it on Facebook, Twitter.
Give
Instagram.
Us a hard sell, please, hard sell this thing, because you lost me about 15 minutes ago.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay. So hard sell it, you know. This Friday night, March 7th, 7 p.m., 8 p.m., what time's it going down? Where's the event? What's the venue? What's the main event? Why should we pay to see AJ Silver versus Dan Savage, goddammit? How about
or
a promoter?
Cut promos on YMCA.
Right.
Seeing as how, Jonathan, I really don't see how you deal with this loudmouth. Since Matt's finished talking, I'm going to let C-Dog do all the talking right now. March 7th, this Friday, at the Plug House, you're going to see CSPWA Pro Wrestling Conflict. Our main event is AJ Steele versus Dav Savage. anyone who's anyone knows who AJ Steele is and know who Dab Savage is, and they are coming to our show. Also, we have a Divas match. We have three beautiful women who are showing up to wrestle each other. Amber O'Neil, Devin Nicole, and Black Eyes. Black Eyes is a new wrestler to the scene. Devin and Amber have had prior history. So who knows how this triple threat is going to go. We have our tag match. We have the charismatic Raphael King, who's teaming up with Scandalous to go up against a mystery partner and BJ Silver. BJ Silver and Scandalous come from BWA out in Atlanta, Georgia. They have prior history, and Raphael King, he's again another wild card that's being added to the card. Also, what we have is called the CSPWA Heavyweight Championship Tournament. If you see on the flyer, of course you see myself, C-Dawg Collins, that's going up against Iceman. May 11th was the last time I faced against Iceman. I did lose because I was cheated. So this kind of gives me another rematch chance to go up against him. You have Damian Havoc versus Shawn O'Evans. These two have had years of history. And yet every time Damian has tried to get the 1-2-3 against Shawn O'Evans, somehow Shawn O'Evans just squeaks by and gets a win over Damian. And then, of course, we have Trevor Aeon versus Fred Yehi. Fred Yehi, well-known in the Georgia circuit and many other places, going up against Trevor Aeon. So as has been said time and time again, although most places say, hey, we're coming to do something different, we are planning on doing something different. We want to bring good, great family wrestling to the Columbus area, and we're not trying to just have it be a shit show, as Mr. Loudmouth over here has been saying time and time again. Honestly, Jonathan, I don't see how you put up with that. Honestly, he's been making my ears bleed for the last 15 minutes. So March 7th, make sure you are there at the Plug House at 1544 C 9th Avenue, Columbus, Georgia. Doors open at 6 p.m. Ring time is at 7 p.m. If there's nothing else, I'm finished.
Larry Goodman.
Kudos. Good job. Good job. And you can call me Loudmouth all you want to, but I know more about this business than you do, and you probably need to listen more to people like me so you can get better at this business. You can doubt me all you want to, but I got years of experience doing this shit, and I can help you learn, and I can get you into the right places to help you learn if you want to take this seriously. I don't think you're taking it seriously right now.
Honestly, I'm all for it. That's why I travel. I try to get myself out there.
Guys, we've got Larry Goodman's on the line now. I don't know if he wanted to comment on anything.
Yeah, bring Larry on real
please.
Quick.
Please do.
Larry?
Well, yeah, I was just going to I just loved listening because I was thinking about ending my sabbatical, but after hearing this interview, I'm going to extend it.
I think I'm a little nervous about that. I don't know if...
Larry, you're not going to be down there in Columbus on Friday night? didn't sell you on it?
Not a snowball's chance in hell.
All right, well, I guess we've gotten everything we can, all the information we can get about this show. You guys have anything else before we move on?
No,
I don't have anything. I appreciate the opportunity you guys having us on here. I would love to hear any kind of feedback both of you have. Like I said, I'm always wanting to learn more. And like I said, it was just the whole booking thing. Like you said, I am new to this, and I'm not.
I agree.
And I'm not sitting here trying to act like I know this, that, and the other, because I'll tell people flat out, I don't know a lot, but I'm willing to learn as long as people are willing to give me the advice.
And, hey, prove us wrong. Have a fantastic show, but you got everything in the world against you.
Oh, and I believe it. And we're going to do our best to go against those odds.
We passed the odds once before. I think we can do it again.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for calling in. Good luck on Friday. And, you know, I don't know if I'll be able to make it down there, but maybe we'll get a report back in the next couple of weeks before your next show.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. We got another caller. I don't know. Let's see who this is. Looks like probably a Skype caller or something, 111. Who's this? You're on the air. No? Okay. All right. Moving along. Wow, we've got a lot of people in queue, and I'm trying to figure out which one.
The phone lines are lighting up. Look at this.
Well, we've got people indicating they want to ask questions and people that are just listening, so both are good.
Go ahead. If they got a question, bring them on.
Well, we've got Larry still here.
Larry, I'm sorry, by the way.
Did I actually hear a guy? There was a guy when I first tuned it in. He was talking about wrestling on some show in LaGrange, but he couldn't remember the name of the promotion he just wrestled for on Saturday.
That's
exactly what he said. I did really hear that. Okay.
And the promotion
but I'm the loudmouth who doesn't need to be talking.
The promotion is just LaGrange Championship Wrestling, so I remembered it.
And something I heard that bothered me, he said he had 10 matches in a year. I'm sorry, my first year in the business, I had 50 or 60 matches. So what's your excuse?
Well, you did have the benefit of working a weekly show, so that does help. But yeah,
there's still no excuses. There's plenty of shows running every week. There's no excuses to only have 10 matches in a year. I hate to say that.
And if I did only have 10 or 15 in the first year, I sure as hell wouldn't go on a radio show and advertise that fact.
God, no.
And say you're the booker.
Well, our next guest is someone with a little more experience, but he's still young, and he wrestles mostly down here in the Southeast, but he runs his own show in Pennsylvania, so he might have some feedback or thoughts on what we've been talking about. His name's Bulldog James Dillon. How are you tonight, sir?
Good, man. That was great. Thanks for having me on. I don't know what to say. I mean,
I know
C Dog. I've wrestled. You know, I'm trying to break out here in Georgia. I've wrestled 6 years in Pennsylvania. I've met a lot of I've wrestled here for the last 7 or 8 months. I made my trips to Whitesburg. I like the people down there. Had a lot of fun down there. I don't have
Whitesburg
to say
is that hard times in Whitesburg?
Yeah, hard times. Yeah. Okay. But I don't have nothing bad to say about C-Dog, but I wish him the best of luck. You know, I started my own promotion going on 3.5 years ago. I've never lost money, so I take that as being partly successful. It's key not to lose any money, but, I don't know what to say.
No, I mean, and that's the whole thing is like, you run a show in Southern Pennsylvania, and I mean, that's got to be really hard for you living in Atlanta and running a show in Pennsylvania. I can only imagine how hard it is to make sure that someone's doing the promoting while you can't be there and so forth. But that's the whole thing, and like, I'm a fighter for the South. I want Georgia and Florida and Alabama and Tennessee and the Carolinas to get a little bit more respect on the national scene, but when these shows just spring up daily, man, like, it's embarrassing. And it's like, it's
right.
No offense to Sea Dog. It's just 1 year in the business and he's booking a show when, one of your trainers, Jake the Snake Roberts, should be booking a show.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I look, Freddie High versus Trevor Aeon, that's going to be a good match. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying. I was in the business 2 years, 3 years before I started running shows. And a lot of people say that's too young. But, I had a good location. I knew my area. And it was my hometown, so I knew my people and what they wanted. And, I haven't had a crowd under 200 people. And,
that's awesome.
I could fill a guy – or I could fill up a room with – 14, 15 people and point, and they go out, and it's up to them to have a good match. The promoting or the booking is not, I mean, it's a big part of the show if you want the fans to come back. But for your first and second show, it's all about promoting. It's about getting hundreds and hundreds of posters up. It's about getting flyers door to door if you have to, putting money out for radio commercials, TV commercials. maybe for the first, you know, first one or two shows, bring in a name, try to, you know, make people want to see your product. And, you know, if you don't have the money to do that right away, build that money before you put on your first show. And,
right.
And hopefully the next show pays for itself.
And that's 100% correct. Now, how explain exactly how you promote a show in Pennsylvania and you live in Atlanta. Like, how does that work?
I had 2-3 years of good promoting and building a good crowd to where I have the support of my family, mostly my
right.
mother, and my dad and my. You know, the rest of my family, they go out, they get posters up, and I'm one of those guys, if you don't do it yourself, how do you know it's not getting done?
Right.
And I trust my family, but, like, for this, I have a show coming up Friday, March 21st. There was problems with the building, and I've only got, you know, 3 weeks to promote. So I got money into it, and but with the problem with the building, I lost my Saturday, so I had to move it to Friday, and it's a big chance, but... you know, hopefully my fan base, we get it out there, and we're going to push it really, really hard. Through, you know, you can't just put a Facebook ad and suspect people to show up. It's not, I mean, Facebook is about 10%, 15% of your crowd. It might be a little bit more now, but, you know, the whole putting flyers up on telephone poles and the old school way of promoting is still the way to go, and that's what I've found to be successful. Right now the north is getting hammered with snow, but I still got family members and friends out there and, you know, other young talent that goes out and flyers door to door and gets posters on telephone poles. And, I mean, that's what's key to running this good show. And I think, you know, DDP has talked to me because he wants me to start running shows here so I don't have to travel home so much. Just because of work-related reasons. And there's so much wrestling in Georgia.
So much.
That I'm afraid, because I don't know my area, to be, a shit show. I don't want to be a shit show. I take pride in professional wrestling. So I won't run shows here until I know an area that hasn't had wrestling in it or that's been dead for over 7 years in that area. And there's nothing around us or around
right.
where I would run. And right now they're wrestling every 20 miles every Saturday, and I just don't feel safe putting my money out and my, head on the line for that.
Well, and it's interesting you say that because, in all honesty, the city of Atlanta, the actual city of Atlanta and the little areas around Atlanta don't have a lot of wrestling. I think Porter Dell might actually be the closest city to Atlanta that's doing wrestling right now because that's College Park, which has one show a month. But other than that, there is nothing in the city of Atlanta. There's nothing in the Marietta area. There's nothing in the Fulton County area at all. There's nothing in the Forsyth County area. I don't think there's very much in Decatur at all now in DeKalb, but there's probably venues somewhere. But and that's the one thing, and that thing is different about the North versus the South, is the North, and I don't know much about the city that you promote in, but it probably is at least a smaller metropolis or a near a metropolis, correct?
Right. Yeah, it's a small little town, and the closest wrestling you're going to get is, you know, 2 hours away, an hour and a half away.
Right. Now, how far are you closer to Philly or to Pittsburgh?
I'm right outside of State College, Penn State.
So you're in a college town, so that's a good area.
Yeah, the college town's about 30, 40 minutes away. I hit that town hard. But I hit my little town, I've drawn up to 500 people, but I put the money out there to bring a guy like Matt Hardy, Tommy Dreamer in. Because you're going to build that fan base. And, you know, I'm just getting to a point where wrestling draws now. And, if I wanted to take the chance of not putting a name on the show, I could. But it is that. It's a chance because there's been so many shit wrestling that's hurt the business to where you got to have that sometimes.
Right. And I noticed on your post for March 21st, Friday night, up in Pennsylvania, you got Gangrel versus Stevie Richards. Those two guys that never wrestled in Georgia that I can remember in years. Jonathan, you might know a little bit more about Gangrel than I do, and Johnny Dangerous, he's still on, might know more about Gangrel than I do. It's been a long time since Gangrel wrestled in the South, correct, you guys?
The last I heard of him wrestling in Georgia was in Deep South Wrestling.
But
he wasn't
wrestling
with Gangrel. He was, I think he was wrestling under his...
I don't think Stevie's been here since, you know, he left the Fed.
Right, and I don't think Stevie's been here. Man, it's been quite some time since Stevie's been here. So, again, that's the main event. You could do it in Lancaster and then do the same thing in Atlanta, and it would probably draw, you know, 200-300 people easily just because people don't get to see a lot of the bigger name guys like you just mentioned.
Yeah, that's for sure that I would want to be at.
Yeah, what I've been able to do is, like, you know, the poster just says Gangrel and Stevie Richards, and, you know, you as a wrestling fan, you thought that match, but I, you know, I want to build my talent. So I put my own talent against those guys, and they can learn and become better wrestlers themselves.
Exactly, and then that's the art of it. That's where it becomes more than, you know, just throwing on dream matches.
When I started, I had a promoter, you know, I was in business for probably a year, and he was putting me up against Nikolai Volkov and Stevie Richards and Vito, and that's where I learned. And you know, I want to, you know, I want to share that opportunity with the guys on my show, because a lot of the guys on my show have a lot of respect for. They earn their spot on my show, and everyone's got a spot on the show for a reason, and that's what I try to tell my locker room. And actually, a lot of the guys in my locker room have been in the business longer than I. But over the last 2 or 3 years, I've had almost all my locker room tell me how much they respect me because of the money I put out and for how much I promote my show. And that's, you know, it's a feeling you can't really explain.
Well,
so
tell us about where you go ahead, sorry. As a wrestler, obviously, you mostly wrestle in the Southeast, aside from your own shows in Pennsylvania. So I know you're not wrestling in Georgia in the next few weeks, but where will you be this weekend and, well, the following weekend, and then I guess the 21st, you said, is your show in Pennsylvania.
Right. We got Mike Jackson this weekend for
Pro Wrestling Alabama.
Pro Wrestling Alabama. I travel so much with Jake, it's hard for me to keep everything in track. But we got Pro Wrestling Alabama the 7th and 8th this weekend. And then we're in New Jersey March 14th for Jersey Championship Wrestling. And then the next night we're in Reading, Pennsylvania, which is actually where I grew up. So it's that's a pretty big show for me because my hometown was Lewistown. That's where all my family lives. But Reading is where I spent 14 years of my life and grew up and went to high school and graduated and everything. So I'm going to have a lot of friends and family at that show and teachers, and I'm pretty excited for that show. And then we got a couple autograph signings on the way to the New Orleans for the Hall of Fame.
Awesome.
So for our West Georgia listeners, the Pro Wrestling Alabama show is – how far away? It's in Sylacauga, Alabama?
I believe it's, I think Mike told me it was about a three and a half hour drive.
From Atlanta?
Oh, yeah, from here, yeah. I believe,
okay.
I just moved here 7-8 months ago. I just go where I'm told. I do what the promoter tells me to do, and I try to earn respect in the ring.
Okay.
But,
Three hours from Atlanta is an hour and a half maybe from Carrollton or that area where, you know, Peach State and UIW run. So
who are you
working and where is it? It's the National Guard Armory. I'm looking at it now. Friday, you're doing Friday and Saturday?
Yeah. I just saw a poster. I forget who I'm working.
Friday, it says the Giant Hillbillies versus Bulldog James Dillon and the Original New York Doll.
Right. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I don't really know the talent here, especially in Alabama right now. But I'm going to go there and give it whatever I got, all I got.
And then Saturday, it's a six-man tag. You're on a team facing Jake the Snake Roberts' team.
Oh, yeah? Hopefully I finally get my DDT. I've been working on my DDT, so I'll give Jake a better one.
Oh, and Simon Sermon is wrestling Action Mike Jackson on that same show on Saturday.
Ooh,
Which is at a different venue. It's at Swan Gym in Jasper, Alabama. So, okay, so they're in two different cities.
Right. Yeah, all I do is I go out there, babyface, heel, whatever I need to do, whatever the promoter tells me to do, and I do it to my best ability to get a reaction from the crowd. And that's what it's about.
Absolutely. Well, give us some Jake the Snake stories. How's he doing from after his surgery last week?
Yeah, he got his surgery last Tuesday. It was a little cancerous, tumor on the back of his leg. And he got it out, and he was moving around and everything that night. He was getting around well, and they're still doing tests on it. We don't know what kind of cancer it is, how serious it is, anything like that. We're still waiting on results. So except that the tumor is off his leg, and he's feeling good, and his attitude's positive. Still sober today, and he's excited for the Hall of Fame. Very excited for the Hall of Fame, and so we all are here working. Everyone that's working with him, it's been a long journey, and for me, as I'm a professional wrestler, but I'm a professional wrestling fan, and to know the story of Jake the Snake, and now to be part of it, it's very surreal. It's very surreal.
So, you've got a chance to pick Jake the Snake's brain. How awesome is that from a fan perspective, but also from a wrestling perspective? Because I got a chance to do a show with him many years ago, and just sitting there and hearing stories from him for an hour was the highlight of my wrestling career, as short and awful as my wrestling life has been. But that is by far, like, just hearing him talk. So how is it for you to, like, just talk to him and just pick his brain and ride the roads with him and just learn that psychology that so many kids just don't get nowadays?
Right. Yeah, I mean, he'll watch my matches. Surprisingly, I get good comments most of the time. He'll tell me, bro, you need to get more shit in there sometimes. And like you said, the psychology, to learn how to become a better seller, to sometimes convince yourself that you're hurt, so you could sell it better. Like that's been the major thing that I've learned, and it's been amazing from a wrestling standpoint. It's been a journey on a personal standpoint, and from a wrestling standpoint, I couldn't be around three better guys.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because you get to work a lot with Scott Hall too, don't you?
Yeah, Scott goes around, he watches matches, and he's focused with Cody becoming a big star, and especially down here in Georgia, Cody's working his ass off to get better every day, and we got a pretty good friendship, and it's exciting to when he first came here, he only had 5-6 matches, and then for the first 2 months. He was down here. I was training with him every day, and to see him get better on his own after we stopped training as much is pretty awesome.
Cool. Well, where can people find out more about you? You're on DDP TV. You've got like an ongoing series there, right?
Yeah, there's my whole story is up on DDP TV. There's like 3 or 4 videos about me, about my journey to Monstrosity Championship Wrestling, which is one of my – hang on. There's a guy in – touchdown! That guy comes around. I don't know. He sleeps in my car. But anyway, I love a lot of Georgia wrestling. And, DDP TV on Facebook, Dylan Freymeyer. And on Twitter at TeamDylan91.
All right. Well, I think we've come to the end of an hour. So unless Johnny or Josh has anything else for you, we're going to wrap
things up. I'm
good
this time.
Yeah, I'd like to thank Dylan for, you know, ending the show on a more positive note.
Isn't that your name, Loudmouth? Is that what I heard?
Yeah, I'm Loudmouth. That is my name. I'm the Loudmouth that actually has a passion for professional wrestling and hates shitbags ruining the business.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. When I first broke in, I lost 100 pounds in 10 months. I was 16 years old, so I was down to 200 pounds, and that's when I broke into the business. When I was 200 pounds, and then over years of depression, I gained 160 pounds back, and I became one of those shitbag wrestlers just because I couldn't move. I loved the business. It wasn't that I didn't love the business, and I just couldn't move because I let myself get so far out of shape, and I was putting on shit matches, but I was going out. I was putting a full effort. I was blown up because I was busting my fucking ass, but I wasn't performing to where I needed to be. And, you know, with yoga, I'm finally getting – I'm not in the best shape of my life, but I respect business, and I feel like I'm having, you know, decent matches, and I want to get better every time I step in that ring.
That's how it should be. And I think that what you've done with your promotion in Pennsylvania is a testament of your passion for the business and your passion for wanting to put out a good product. And you had a game plan and you had an idea. And that's kind of like why I was getting, you know, like I did sort of the similar thing. Like I was a nobody who just started running shows, but I learned the hard way after my, and I think I've told this story a million times, but my first year was miserable. Like Larry Goodman bashed me in every report he possibly could. And he should have, because at the time I didn't have a business in the business. I learned the business, and I reached out to guys to help out, and you know, I had people teaching me, and I rode the roads, and I did sacrifice and do a lot of stuff, and I'm not saying I'm great, but it's just, you know, like that guy said, he's been in 10, 15 matches, and it bothers me when there's guys that have been in the business for 15 to 20 years who can't get bookings, can't get paydays, because these shows spring up and don't care to take care of the guys that can make them better.
Yep. Absolutely. 100%, brother.
But anyway, do not be surprised if you get some bookings in Georgia in the near future, because I'm putting your name out there to some people I know. So.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. I watched some of your matches today, and I was highly impressed, and I was like, okay, he lives in Georgia, but he works in Pennsylvania mostly. We got to fix this.
Well, I appreciate
he's getting
it.
Out
Thank
there,
so
though.
Much.
He's working a lot. He's worked. You've done Peach State a couple times, right?
Yeah, I thought he did this in Peach State.
Yeah, I've been
and
in Peach State. What's that?
Go ahead. Where all have you been?
Oh, you tell me where I work, John.
I know you've been.
Yeah, John,
on Peach State.
You're his manager tonight. Where's he been?
You've done Peach State. You do PWR regularly. You've done Hard Times. That's all I can think of.
Yeah. That's pretty much.
Yeah, we gotta get him some other places too. We need eyeballs on him. Guys, train to take the snake. That right there is a rite of passage to getting booked at better places.
Yeah,
I appreciate it, man. Thanks. Right. And you know, the trouble is, you know, I travel a lot with Jake, so. We're in New Jersey. We're all over the place. But I take any booking when I'm home. And, you know, just people seeing me out there in Georgia and recognize, yeah, I would be Dylan on the show if he's able to. That's a great feeling to have, and I appreciate it.
All right. Well, good luck this weekend. And I'm sure we'll hear from you sometime in the next few weeks.
Yes, sir. I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you again for having me.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Bye, guys.
All right, so off the air, Josh, you were talking about the protest of sorts in Chicago for Raw.
Yes,
I just saw Kayfabe News posted a story about it. Chicago fans eager to hate event they paid good money to attend.
You know what? P.T. Barnum is my 100% idol. Like, I am the biggest mark for P.T. Barnum. Not only the man, but also the musical. And all I got to say is there's a sucker born every minute, and I'm referring to the minute that you were born.
That is a great quote. I've heard it many times. But, I mean, what can you do? They want to see what happens, so obviously they're not going to just stand outside and protest the show.
Right, because they're marched. That's the whole point. Like, this is the whole point. The smartest fans are the biggest marched. That's why when people tell me kayfabe is dead, I want to slap the shit out of them, because it's not. Because Fox News still exists, Rush Limbaugh still makes $500 million a year or something like that, and WWE still has the universe.
Yeah, it's bigger than the Earth itself. It's the universe. But, yeah, anyway.
What a night.
Tonight's Raw will definitely be pretty telling about if kayfabe is dead or not.
Forget Raw. I feel like our show got hijacked.
It did.
I felt like it got raped.
But you know what? Well, and it's nothing against those guys. It's really not. It's not just those guys. It's the entire – I mean, the OSWA guys. I mean – and the guy running OSWA has been in the business a long time. He should know better. I mean, there's so many shows in Georgia that should just know better. And I've had to deal with those people before. I got fired from a show in Columbus because I told the guy, and Joey Kidman will attest to this, I told the fucking guy that was running the show, he hired me to book his show, me and Murder One were booking a show, and I told him his entire roster fucking sucked, and if he wanted to make some money in this business, we had to fire everybody except for Kidman. And I was dead serious.
Wow.
And he goes, well, you can't do that. And I said, then you don't want to run a fucking wrestling show. Then 2 weeks later, I'm at a show, and I catch one of the heels out in the crowd chatting up with the fans, and I went and I chewed his ass out, and his daddy started threatening to throw a brick through my car.
God.
Well,
I wish I was making this stuff up.
And I mean, far be it for me to pull rank on anybody. I'm not a veteran by any means. I don't know shit in this business, and I'll be the first one to admit that. But I don't put myself in a leadership position and try and, you know, expose that. If somebody asks me who my favorite booker is, I can drop some names you've heard of.
Exactly. I mean, I know who Drew Golden is. I know who Drew Golden is. But it's like when I'm thinking bookers and you're studying, you want to be a booker. There's nothing wrong with a guy who isn't the greatest wrestler wanting to become a booker and wanting to learn the business. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, the entire WWE empire is based around that at this point. But the whole thing is like, tell me that you study Ole Anderson. Tell me that you love how Memphis had so many different finishes. Tell me that you really, really have an unbelievable respect for the Smoky Mountain era of Jim Cornette, or that you were like this big, huge mark for Pat Patterson. Don't tell me that you're learning from Drew Golden. Nothing against Drew Golden, but he's not on that level.
And whatever it is, be passionate about it, for fuck's sake.
And that was the other thing that was getting me. It was like, I mean, you're the promoter and you couldn't sell me on your shows. Hey, at least C-Dog, I'll give it, C-Dog may not like me. I'm a loudmouth because I told him to his face that, you know what, you shouldn't be doing this. But at least he cut a decent little, not great promo, not like I might, you know, go there and say, move, let me go buy these tickets. But he tried, and there's something there. I see the seeds of something there that he wants to make this work.
Yeah.
There's too much shit in Georgia. There's just too much shit in Georgia.
Well, I wish them well. I don't know.
I don't. I hope they fell miserably because I'm a bitter, jaded motherfucker.
Well, I guess we'll
find out. You're
fucking
loudmouth.
I am a loudmouth, and somebody needs to be loud because no one else is talking that much anymore.
Well, that's what we like about you.
Yeah, I guess so. Somebody's going to shoot.
Well, we're going to wrap things up now. As I mentioned earlier, next week we will be talking to Larry Zbyszko and Scott Hall. And looks like the week after that we might get Jake on, Jake the Snake. And beyond that, I don't know yet. But tonight was a fun show. Next week should be interesting as well. Any parting words, guys?
Hey, yo. No,
right.
Sorry. I'm the biggest Razor Ramon mark in the world, so I'm excited about next week.
I am, too.
You might be the second biggest, Chico.
Uh-oh.
I just watched I got the Shawn Michaels Mr. WrestleMania DVD set in the mail.
Screw that.
And I watched the ladder match, which was a fun match. So, but, I mean, he had plenty of great matches in WWE and WCW, even before that. I love when they show the old I forget which. It's basically what came out of Memphis. Is it AW? Not AWA. They show it on ESPN Classic sometimes, like late at night.
Oh, let's hear. Yeah, that's
ESPN
Classics. Yeah.
And then they showed
Memphis.
Well, it sort of was. It was the offspring.
It was
offspring,
in Las Vegas.
Like,
they were in the riverboat in casino in Las Vegas. That was when him and Kurt Hennig were tag team.
Well, they show two different promotions, old footage.
Oh,
they've
been showing Global again. That's right. They've been showing Global again with Joe Pettitino.
Anyway, so sometimes you see Scott Hall on there, and he looks like Magnum P.I. on steroids or something.
Yes.
From his early days.
I was a huge mark for the Diamond Stud, so.
Oh, yeah. The Diamond Stud and Vinny Vegas.
Yes. What a great tag team. Man, who would have thought in 1991 that those guys would change the business in 96?
Going back to the company where they sort of started out.
Unbelievable.
Anyway, we'll talk about all that and more next week on Georgia Wrestling Now.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more. As always, we thank you for your continued support.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.